So this is in order to have a bit of an understanding, thank you very much, to our very esteemed member of the Shia, Ms. Ezekiel, for a very clear picture of the Ezra Eruv. You will be able to see on it. I remember hearing from Rabbi Lieberman about the complexity of the Stonyfield Eruv, Stonyfield Park, sorry. Can you see that it's out? So I believe at one point there was a plan. Can you see it? Can you see that it's out? That it's like excluded? It would have made much more sense just to go the straight line.
Which one? Sorry, the Stony Field
part. Yeah.
Yeah, because the Stone Grove.
Where's Stone Grove?
That's off Green Lane.
It's also out. No, that's in.
That's it, yeah.
It says PW for the Ezra United.
What's PW?
I don't know, maybe power.
Power with prayer.
That's right, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
That's a school, that's
fairly.
It's fairly possible. That's all out.
Where? Where?
Where?
Where?
Where? Where? Where? Where?
The green lines are over. Yes, it's here, yes. These are our turnings up here. That's where I'm
trying to drive here. Oh, the Harlan Close is inside? The Harlan Close is outside? I got a text message as well, kindly from Mr. Lerner, who told me that if you want to see... One second, I just... okay, so he said, if you want Edgware Eruv map is... available at edgewareeruv.org.map. Whatever, edgewareeruv.org map. Yeah. To have this, if you want to see this. Yeah, now there's also Mill Hill Eruv, and you'll see also there, but it's much, much bigger. You'll see there's also potential problems there of Kafifas, but... Ezra Eruv is really, really special. By the way, for your reference, Rabbi Lieberman has told me that he's happy to take us round when we are ready. When we are ready?
Round two.
Round two, that's right. For some of us, indeed. He's happy to take us round through the Eruv to see the highlights of the Eruv. Yeah, we did, yeah.
When did you...
On a Sunday afternoon once. Gave us a couple of hours, right? Yeah, I remember it was your car. You took it, yeah, I think so. Yeah, you
we
kindly...
Went the car. We went in two cars, no?
Perhaps in two cars, yeah. So, So he's happy to do it, but I think we're not quite ready yet. I think we need to learn a bit more but we'll get there. We'll get there, Mr. Shem. But it's kind that he's happy to offtake. When we're ready, we're going to have the grand tour of the Ezra Eruv by Rabbi Lieberman himself. Okay. Okay. Good. A little bit more about Kafifas. Are we ready? Page 420. Last three words of page 420, which is Simen Shin Nun Ches Sif Beis. Now, Kafif, we spoke about yesterday about a Kafif. What's a Kafif again? Yeah, which is an open area, which is 70 on 70 amas, so, which is a sosaim. 70 on 70. And what's the halacha within it? Not allowed to carry, it's like a kamenis. Although it's surrounded, but why is it also to carry in it? People don't live there. Good. Now, Shulchan Aruch Seif Beis telling us as follows. Umanika mukaf ledira. What is considered mukaf ledira? Surrounded for the for dira, for residential purpose. Zeh shebona boy based dira. Somebody who built a house. Oy or shepasach loy pesach mi beisoy. Or he at least made a his house. And afterwards, he surrounded it. So that is considered hukaf ledira. But if there was, it was surrounded first, he made a wall, a fence around it first. Shelo l'shem dira, the fence was established for whatever reason. It was a fence, it was established stam. And if so, Rabbi said this is really important. If you have a fence, and then afterwards people decide to settle in that area, he will still be also to carry in it. Why? Because the fence was established as a, it's still an area considered hukaf, surrounded shloi l'shem dira. When the fence was made and established and fixed, the fence was not made for a residential purpose, but for other purpose, and therefore it's considered, even if people are settling down there later, it's still also to carry within it. So Rabbi said, what are you meant to do? So Rabbi said, a construction site. What's the look of a construction site? Construction site, full mechitzas all around it. If it's... Pardon? It is, that's right. It's a very good example. Very, very good example, which I heard today. A very beautiful, perfect example of a kafaf, which is also, which is shloik of ledira, and is also to carry, is a construction site. So you may have a construction site, which is quite large, Yosem Misasayim, and then you've got over here beautiful mechitzas all around it, but certainly the reason why is there mechitzas around it? Protections, safety, security, and this, it's not there for, it's not in any way made, the wall around it is not made for residential, but for security measures, and therefore, it's also the kind of, so although you've got, it looks like, from the outside, you would look at it as a reshus yochid, walls are around it, but no, it's also to carry within it. It's a kamelis, it's made into a kamelis. A kaf shaluk of the, is as if it's a kamelis, you're not to carry there. Although it's got reshus all around it. Now, what will happen if there's a, imagine the following case. There is a wall around it, a construction site, and it's a mechitza which is shloik of ledira. Now they finished building the actual house there, finished building it, and now it's a beautiful mansion, and people are settling in there. Now the area is surrounded, and people are living there. Are you now allowed to carry in that kafaf or not?
Well, yeah, because it's inhabited.
So the halacha is that we're learning now in the Shulchan Aruch on the second line is that no. If it was made shloi l'shem dira, it remains also. This wall was made not for residential, but for safety measures. It remains also.
How do you sort it out?
That's exactly Shulchan Aruch's question now in the second line. So I'm just reading the last two words of the top line. Ve'imoyo mukav shloi l'shem dira. And if it was made shloi l'shem dira, like this construction site, v'roitzel akif aledira, now you want to live there. You want to, exactly your question, what are you meant to do? So one option is to break down the whole wall and put the new walls up. You can do that if you fancy, but you don't have to do all that. So either you take it down and demolish it and put new walls, that would be fine. Okay. But the other option is, picture number 14, please. Can you see the bottom of the page? You make a pirza. A pirza meaning an opening of the wall. You break the wall. Now, not like in this picture which shows us Dalat Tvachim, but a pirza which is 10 very large pirza. You open up, you break the wall. So basically you take down a big part of the wall. Why does that help? If you take down a big part of the wall and then you put it back up again. Why does that help? You're rebuilding. It's considered as if you lost the mechitza and now you're putting a new fence up. But he says, you don't have to put the whole fence down. All you need to do is to a pirtza which is bigger than 10, you break down the wall. And it's considered as if there's no surrounding fence. And now you can re-establish the pirtza, the hole, the opening. Even if you just do sufficient, you re-establish enough that there is just under, the opening is less than 10. So as long as it's not a 10, opening of 10 or more, it's considered opening. It's considered as if you have re-established the fence after people live there. Shulchanoch's last scenario is as follows. What will be? So we've learned now, if you've got a Pesach of 10, you broke down, you demolished 10, and now you're re-establishing it, that's fine now. So again, the construction site example, there was a wall around it. It was a calf of Shalayuk of Ladira, you're not allowed to carry. You finished building the villa, the mansion inside it. Now we are learning that the truth is that the wall around the fence is still, it's still also to carry there because it's Kafa Shalok of Ladira. What are you meant to do? You're meant to break down the fence 10 amas or more, which is considered as if you've lost the whole fence around it. You're now re-establishing the 10 amas fence, you're re-establishing it. Now it's considered a Kafa Shalok of Ladira and you're allowed to carry within the area. What is the halacha? If you break the 10 amas, not simultaneously, but can we just imagine, how could we make a wall over here for a minute? Okay, can we just pretend this is a wall over here? Yeah? So this is 10 amas, let's say, which is part of the... So now, I took down... If I take down the 10 amas, and I re-establish it now, and then it's considered a wall which is hook of ladira, and that's fine. What happens if I don't do the 10 amas simultaneously? This is a standing wall. I break one amma, I fix it. I break a second amma, I rebuild it. I break a third amma and I rebuild it, and so on and so on and so on. I do that for 10 ammas. Would this work? Yes or no? No, why not? Yeah, you're saying that, lemaisa, you're doing one bit at a time and it doesn't help. You need a pirtza asor, you don't have. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. It's a fascinating shtickle Gemara in Eruvin. Lemaisa, the Gemara paskens that it works. Incredible. It works. So that's for Shulchan Aruch. I'm going through the last two lines. If you were poiret, you opened up an amor. So you opened up a mid-pirtz and you filled it. And again, you broke and you filled it again, another amor. It's the Masha Godah. You carried on doing so. Until you've done 10. Mutter, it's mutter. Meshlim Wunsev Kon Chofres explains why. We do not say, since you didn't do 10 simultaneously, you didn't do all it simultaneously, it's not considered a hekev, but since you have established, at the end of the day, you've got 10 armors of new wall, it's considered a hekev, and that would be okay. Oh, very good question. You mean like Lovut, Kudachis, all that? Very good question. What do you think? I think Pashtas, yeah. Good question. I don't know. But I imagine yes. I'd imagine yes. Okay. It's a really interesting question. I don't know the answer. All right. Simon Shin Mem Base. Bein Hashmoshes Mutalasa is Dvorim Shosu Chazal Meshum Gzeira Voisif Echod. Kol Advorim, any Isad Rabbonon, Shem Asur Medivay Soifim. Any Isad Rabbonon, Loi Gozu Alem Bein Hashmoshes, were not forbidden Bein Hashmoshes. Yeah, you're hearing right. Anything with the twilight period between Shkia and Nacht, it's not also the Rabbonon. And it's the Rabbonon you're allowed to do at that point. Let's see, but it's not as simple as that. Because it's either if it is a mitzvah purpose or doichak or pressurizing circumstances. So, Ketzat, what's the example? Mutalo ben Hashmoshes lalo is be'ilon. You're allowed to climb up a tree on Shabbos, which normally is an Issa Dabonon. Climb up a tree. It's Dabonon. You're allowed to climb up ben Hashmoshes to get, oi, loshut up nema. You're allowed to swim. Lo vidulav shef. If you go swimming lulav, hey, my lulav is floating away. Huh? Or you've got your shofar which is on the tree, because somebody thought it was a frisbee, and it's like the shofar is on the tree. You're allowed to go and get it down ben hashmoshes. You need it, right? You need so it's an issur d'rabbanan to get it. You're not allowed to, it's issur d'rabbanan to swim. It's an issur d'rabbanan to climb a tree, and you want to get it. So ben hashmoshes, it's mutter to do so. So mutter loy ben hashmoshes during the twilight period, ben hashmoshes after shkia, you're allowed to go up the tree. Oy lo shlop nema, you're allowed to swim. I'm lo avid olev to bring in olev. Oy shayfa, oy shayfa. V'chein similarly, moirid me ilon and moitzim akarman is eruv shaos. Similarly, when you have gotten eruv tchomen, which was misplaced on a tree, you're allowed to get it down ben hashmoshes. V'chein imo yotahot, if it was under tremendous pressure. Which well, on the pressing matter, mutter ben hashmoshes allowed to do it ben hashmoshes. Therefore, you're allowed to tell a goy to switch a light on Shabbos during ben hashmoshes. So if the lights are off on Shabbos, you're allowed to ask a goy ben hashmoshes to put the lights on during ben hashmoshes.
Is that for
devarishes,
or is that also?
Yes, it would appear. Good question. So, this probably goes under doichak. We're talking about it's dark, and to have a dark whole Friday night dark is considered doichak.
That sounds like Shabbos, really.
Correct.
There wouldn't be a case where
you
just read the
varshus. Ask a goy. No. So this is ben hashmoshes. The head of ben hashmoshes. Now there is a bit of an issue over here, and the issue is. Why is ben hashmoshes okay to do melachas d'rabbanon? Why? Yeah? Sofek, so it's an element of d'rabbanon. Now, Rabbi Yisai, there is a concept of Tosefes Shabbos. What's the concept of Tosefes Shabbos? Adding on Shabbos. So if somebody's mekabel Shabbos, then what's normally the halacha? If he's mekabel Shabbos, then means that it's Shabbos for him. Now, if somebody's mekabel Shabbos before the Shkia, which is normally the case, which we tend to do, so what happens then? Is it still Sofek Yom Sofek Laila or not? I'm saying, Reb Gideon, what do you tell him? Somebody is mekabel Shabbos before Shkia. Could he ask who these halachas apply or not?
Yeah.
Why? If a person was mekabel Shabbos already properly, could you ask a goy to put the light on ben hashmoshes? I mean, you said, and you're right, that the reason why ben hashmoshes we have certain colors is because it's sofik yom sofik laila. But what about if he's been mekabel Shabbos already? He said the chodoyed already. He's wearing a shtamel already.
The concept of
the Kabbalah
Shabbos only before Shabbos.
You're right. Now, this is the Mishnah Berurah's Chumrah, that the Sefer Shabbos only works before Shkia, according to us. But it's a Chumrah. Yeah. The Sefer Shabbos, yeah, absolutely. It's a problem. Rabbi said it's a problem. And many will hold, that this entire this concept over here is only true if they have not been mekabel Shabbos. But once you've mekabel Shabbos, you've got Tosefes Shabbos, you've been mekabel Shabbos properly. Well, this kula won't apply anymore because it's Shabbos proper. And we are nowadays. But not in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch was mekabel Shabbos later.
When?
He was mekabel Shabbos. It was mekabel Shabbos. When Shulchan Aruch was mekabel Shabbos, I'm not sure. It could be that it was during that twilight period. Ben Hashmoshes. That means that it was Sofik Yom Sofik Laila. Sofik Yom Sofik Laila. So he was saying it's a Sofik, and therefore we're saying you're allowed to do various Darbonons. Okay, but it's still Safik Yom, Safik Laila. How would you say? Very interesting. Drive back. Very good shayla. Very, very good shayla.
Send a few people. I wrote to Beres Sorum as a Rav of Geneva and Nita Gabriel. Beres Sorum says it's a suffix of a Kiv'ega and we pass on the Hachmi. And the other one said it's a suffix of Kiv'ega and pass on the Hachmi.
Very interesting. So you're saying that it's very interesting, Shaila, that what? That you, somebody wants to...
You made Kiddush.
You made Kiddush. Can you be chos on that? Can you? What's the Shaila?
Have you been with Kabbalah? You've been married to somebody else, so you only really got problems when you bring it on yourself. You've been married to somebody else.
But does it make sense to be with Kabbalah Shabbos and... very good, okay. Okay, very good. I want to just ask one more shayla, gentlemen, which is the Bialocha. Bialocha wants to know, okay, we're saying that there are various colors and leniences when it's Ben Hashmoshes. What happens if it's the Ben Hashmosh of Shabbos afternoon? Say you want to ask somebody to put a light on Shabbos afternoon. Will you also say, you ask a goy to put the light on, or does this color not apply at all? Shabbos afternoon. Or the other colors over here of to climb up to get some various on the emergency. Yeah, you see, there's a chazak of Shabbos already. Very interesting. What do you say? Shabbos afternoon is a certain colors once it's twilight period after mincha. Colors apply or not? Bialocha is bringing a machlokes achronim about this. He actually seems to like the base mayor. That is matir, but at the end, his master Bialocha says you can't rely on it, and he's machmir. But he seems to have a strong opinion in favor that there is certain colors applied. But the master at the end is machmir. Bialocha is machmir the master. But he does say that he can really hear a tzad that the ben hashmosh of Shabbos afternoon is also more lenient. Here it doesn't say, no. No, but from elsewhere we know. He holds up, Shulchan Aruch holds up for Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. Okay, fine. And yeah. Okay, B'seidu Gomor. I wish you a very good evening and a good Shabbos.